they wonder, what is my interest in transcendental meditation? And it really stems all the way back to high school in the late 1960s. My closest friend in high school was a fellow named Tom Zimmer. His brother just came in, David Zimmer, who is also one of my close friends, who incidentally is a candidate for Congress in the 8th Congressional District in Southeast Missouri. In any event, Tom Zimmer and I were best friends. Tom was an interesting character. He was the star quarterback on the football team. He was an A student. His aptitude tests always placed him in the top 2 or 3% of the people. He was a handsome guy, immensely popular. And as you might expect, all the girls loved him. And in any event, Tom, after graduation, went off to the University of Missouri. And he was the kind of fellow who was always searching for things. And after a couple of years there, he became involved in the Transcendental Meditation Program. Now, over 20 years later, he's still involved, still active on a full-time basis with him. He's thriving and has found great fulfillment through Transcendental Meditation. I don't get to see him nearly as often as I would like. But in any event, I tell you this story because Tom and David encouraged me to take the course back in, oh, I guess it was 1974, when I was in school in Dallas, Texas. So I went through the Transcendental Meditation course down there, and like the others, I found it just a fine experience. So from my own first-hand experience, I can tell you that Transcendental Meditation is a remarkable meditative technique. It is a technique that produces a refreshing and energizing restfulness. It's a technique that yields a unique and satisfying peace of mind. In a word, it's a technique that is therapeutic. It's something that can be used, as so many of the other speakers have alluded to as an antidote for all the rigors of our lives. It is a quintessential stress reliever. Prior to my service on the Supreme Court, was a prosecuting attorney for several years. And then after that, I was a circuit judge like Judges Bush and Sullivan and Mason. And as such, I either prosecuted or presided over literally hundreds of criminal cases. The people who came before me, or the people who I prosecuted, invariably were people who had troubled minds. They had no peace of mind. And it's my impression that this technique of Transcendental Meditation is something that would be of great benefit to those people. More so than people like my friend Tom Zimmer, or people like you and me here today. Of all the people in our society who need this kind of technique most, it's those. It's truly therapeutic. As Judge Mason alluded to as well, we're in a time where the cost of maintaining our prisons and jails is absolutely overwhelming. It's a crisis in state and national government. And because of that, we judges have been encouraged to consider alternatives to incarceration. And so all of us do that as much as possible. Like psychological and psychiatric counseling, like AA, like inpatient and outpatient substance abuse treatment programs, like programs for restitution, programs for community service work, I see Transcendental Meditation as yet another tool that judges can use for the rehabilitation of the criminal defendants who come before them. Moreover, I think it is an immensely promising tool. And so I want to conclude first by commending Judge Mason for his open-mindedness and for his creativeness in recognizing that Transcendental Meditation may be a very useful tool in the rehabilitation of criminal defenders. And to Farouk Anquasari and your TM staff here, and to the probation officers, and most especially to the probationers who will benefit from this program, I wish you every success And for those probationers, I look forward to seeing you very shortly as useful and productive citizens of our community. Thank you.